So where do we start? And what should you do? My starting point is always to ask for a copy of the contract and to see some invoices, to see what is being paid. If there is no contract, I want to see anything else that will establish the contractual terms. Is there a letter of engagement or anything else in writing that sets out the terms of the agreement? Perhaps this may be an email, or it might be an advertisement for the work, something that will tell us what was offered, what's been agreed. The revenue says that a contract is an agreement between two or more parties. It can be written, oral, implied, or a combination of these. The main elements of a valid contract of service, which is employment, or a contract for services, which is self-employment, are, according to the revenue, firstly, the intention to enter into legal relations, then an offer, usually of work, and its acceptance, which forms an agreement. Then there has to be consideration. For example, in return for performing work, the worker receives payment. Once it is established that a contract exists, it is then necessary to establish the terms and conditions of work agreed between the worker and the engager, and having completed this exercise, the revenue says you have to apply case law laid down by the courts over the years. Now, the basic approach of the courts is to identify the factors present, weigh those that point to self-employment against those that point the other way, and then stand back and consider the picture that emerges. For now, I will consider the guidance from the courts, where it is clear that you have to look at each individual situation, consider specific facts and the overall picture, before attempting to make a decision on employment status. The overall theme of cases going before the courts has been to look for the irreducible minimum of providing personal service and the existence of a mutuality of obligation in order to be able to establish employment status.